All right. So you're ready. As ready as you'll ever be, perhaps. Not quite as ready as that maybe your ideal self could be, but ready enough. Let yourself close your eyes, bringing yourself into your own personal space. Let yourself find what for you is a comfortable position, balanced and relaxed, as well as you can be. So that you can stay in this position for the longest amount of time without wiggling and moving around. And let yourself just relax yourself the way you know to. You've gone into meditations before. Perhaps you do it by relaxing your feet and then your thighs and calves and legs, and all the way up to your head, slowly and deliberately. Or maybe you relax from your head all the way down to your feet, or maybe you just take some gentle breaths. If you take a deep belly breath and fill it all the way up so that your ribs expand out to the side, and then just letting it go, you get a relaxation rather quickly. So just letting yourself relax. Remind yourself to stay awake. If you have any difficulty staying awake, then just pay attention to every word that we say. And mentally repeat every word that we say. That's good. You're looking good. Looking good. Let yourself in your mind now. Just go visit a place in your past. A place in the past where you can observe as if you're looking in through a window. Your child self, free and happy in time, in organic time, your child self, lost in the eternity of the now. Not powerful, but in connection with that organic time, and a sense of bliss. Let yourself just gather to yourself that memory of that bliss of organic time. Just bring it to yourself. Don't worry, you've got plenty of time. The future is a wondrous place to be discovered, adventures ahead. The now, eternal now, filled with discovery and exploration and freshness. Bring that beautiful energy into you now. And come now and bring that energy to the present. Bring it to you who you are here and now. Just kind of filter it into you, or maybe pour it like water over you. Just let yourself bask in it, sense it, feel it. Feel so good and light and free. Know that you're relaxed and that you've let go of a lot of stress now. By feeling this, you're not in stress, but you feel good. You are feeling good. So now with your mind's attention, wander to the future, to a pleasant, positive future. Maybe you haven't deliberately dreamed it yet in detail, but a future that you would like to have, a future where you are in your power, where you and time are a friend and allies, partners, in a world that's changing in beautiful and miraculous ways, in a life filled with joy, love and harmony, filled with creativity and enthusiasm. Feel the strength of your physicalness, your body healthy, strong, energetic. Feel your emotional nature, clear, clean, fluid, flowing, joyous, upbeat, comfortable. Feel your mental body, sense your mental body, clear, aware, at home with uncertainty, comfortable with chaos, a discerning clarity, a purity of focus. And feel your spiritual or psychic body. Feel a sense of being connected into the oneness, into everything, feeling that you're in the divine flow. You, a divine spark of consciousness, in a divine flow, filled with other sparks, harmoniously, celebrating, dancing in the light of yourselves. The lightness, the freedom, the gloriousness. Play with this future. Intensify it, brighten it up. Make it feel fun, fulfilling, happy. You're strong and free, creative. All the things that you desire to be and all the wonderful things you desire to do being done. Feel it in a tangible way, as if it were real. If it's beyond your scope of potential or possibility, you think, if it's not a probable future for you, then imagine it to be a probable future for you. Use your imagination. Bring in colors. Bring in a background that's different, unusual. Be the creative artist here. Create an environment for this future you. More wondrous than what you have now. Step into it. Step into it as you do this. Feel yourself powerful. Feel yourself present in that now. You, the masterful reality creator, enjoying, relishing with passion and enthusiasm your mission, your work, your life, your love. Just kind of get a sense of it. You don't have to make it thorough, through and through. You can do that anytime, later on, as you do this again and perhaps again and again. Higher each time. Just tune into it, the essence of it for now, the essence of that lightness, the freedom, the brightness, the essence, the frequencies of it. Just kind of pretend, just kind of sense it, stepping into it, just kind of let it fill your body, let it fill your physical, emotional, mental and spiritual bodies. Just let it be you. Let it almost seem to be natural. Yes. Let it be natural for you. Effortless for you to be like this. Let that be the belief you hold. This is just the way your life always is. Imagine that. Just imagine. What would it be like if your life was always this fun and fulfilling? Feel it. Let every cell get the message. Let your organs get the message. Let your brain get the message. Your gut, let it get the message. All right, now bring that essence. Gathering that essence. Feeling it around you. Bring it now back to the here and now. Present. Let it come into your body. The master of linear reality as well as powerful in organic time. Blending with this child you, the wonderful freedom and the incredible potential and connections of organic time. Blending this together here and now in you. And as you do this, you feel sparkles of light all flying around you. And threads of light crossing like a grid beneath these sparkles of light. And you look more closely at these threads of light, threads that go vertical, horizontal, threads that go deep, threads that go in other directions. Feel these threads going through you, these like beams of light, teeny tiny beams of light, hundreds of thousands, millions of them, puncturing through you painlessly, feeling good actually, filling you with light. Watch these threads of light, marvelous threads of light, beautiful teeny beams of light moving through you. Feeling submerged in these beams of light. And now watch them start to turn, to curve, to loop in upon themselves, to spiral. See all the crossings as they begin to spiral and rub against others. Crossing. All the points crossing. Points of crossing. Beautiful light sparkles. Feel movement. Feel a sense of flow. Flowing energy. Spiraling now. Spiraling. Find yourself following the spiral. Just floating effortlessly in this beautiful spiral. Sparkles of light around you. Energy flowing from past to present to future, and at the same time, energy flowing the other ways as well, from future to present to past. If it's hard to imagine, just open up just a little more and just pretend that you're imagining it. What would it feel like if you were in a breeze going different directions? But you were flowing effortlessly through it. It's particles of light, beautiful particles of light. And you can see them. There's your future and there's your past. You can see the lineups of all the little particles lined up in little timelines. See your timeline. Just kind of sense it. It gives a certain order to all the spiraling. Let yourself kind of wander about on your timeline, touching. Okay, here's crossings that are the past. My reference points then were, I felt this way, I did that, this is the way it was. These were the important people in my life there. And I wander into the future there. Here's the way on the way towards my goal, towards my desired outcomes. Playing with it, just touching it, feeling the flexibility. You're moving between the future and the past now. Just go back and forth. Just wander from one point of light to another point of light. Vignettes, maybe, from your life. Vignettes yet to be. Just flashes, perhaps. Just touch different moments of past and future. Play. Take it lightly. You cannot do this incorrectly. Don't worry about it. Be free. Be that child in organic time, playing with possibility. Get a sense of it. A sense of the freedom you have to move here, thither, and yon, to play. You did this as a child. You don't remember, but this is the way you lived as a child. Sometimes chaos was a beautiful chaos for you, a time of adventure and discovery. Let yourself feel that richness. And at some point you find yourself slowing down in your perception, slowing down your movement, until you can see an individual points very carefully. And go closer to them. Get smaller. The individual points now seem to be further apart. The lines of light. You can see in between them. You get smaller and you go in between. Go in between the threads of light. Go in between the points of light. Go into the void. Go into space, into emptiness. Find yourself floating in emptiness. It's not scary. You feel good. You're in yourself. You're in your present. In the eternity of your present moment. Just being yourself. It's safe. It's comfortable. Just let yourself kind of float in the emptiness. There's nothing to do for this moment. And ahead of you, in this emptiness, appears a light. And it becomes closer, and you can see that there is a form approaching. It is in human form. But you know it is time coming to be with you. Emerging from the emptiness to be with you. To stand in front of you in the form that you give this one to whom you've given so much of your power. So much of your will. The one who you've been in conflict with, resisting and fighting for so long. The one you blame for your aging, for your health problems, or for issues in your life. See time come. See time stand before you now. Let yourself imagine, what would time look like? If it were the time that you thought it to be, the way you've treated it, the way you've given power to it, is it authority in a business suit? Is it a wise old man, kind of a father type? Is it a young child? Is it a powerful one? The way you see power, strong, physically muscular, perhaps even dressed in armor or military clothes. How do you see time? Who is the one that stands behind the ticking of the clock that entrained you to be on time, in time? Keep going, keep going, keep going. Who is that? This is time for you. Let your imagination bring it in. Let it feel right to you. If it's a little off, that's okay. If you see time again, it'll be more accurate for you. There's no incorrect way to do this. If you're not a visual person, sense time. Sense their presence, their manner of bearing, their attitude. And now feel all the feelings you felt about time. The anger and the rage and the powerlessness and the fears, the blame and the judgment, the confusion and the puzzlement. Let all the feelings you have felt about time come up. Because when you shift your energy, as what you've already done, you've switched your frequency, you've raised your frequency in the work that you've already processed, that which does not belong must be released. It must be detoxed. That is those old emotions about time. It's time now to let them go. Express them in your mind. Speak to time. Oh, I have felt so much rage. I feel like you just over and over again rip the rug out from underneath me. I resent you. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of your deadlines, your demands. I'm tired of aging and growing old. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. I'm angry at this. I'm angry at that. I'm scared. I'm scared I won't have time. I'm scared something will happen. It's all in the future. It's all because of you that I won't have time. I'll fail. Because I don't have time, I'll never get to do that which I love to do. Time will run out before I find my perfect mate. Whatever it is, tell time. Get it all off your chest. Let it come out. Let it spill. Let it just empty out now. It may even feel just like energy just coming out of you, spilling out of you, draining out of you. And now it's out. Feel it. Just feel yourself empty now. Feel that all the emotions have gone through. They've gone through now. You're on the other side of them. Feel they're out now. Feel there's a space inside of you. There's an emptiness inside of you. You're almost tired from it, like a good workout. wow, you really let some stuff out there. You let your anger at time out. And you pause and you look at time. And time has stood there and just listened. They nod. Yes, we hear you. And here's how we feel about how you've been treating us. Here's what goes on with us. We feel we have to do this. We have to continue doing that. We're doing the best we can for you so that you can see those places that you need to heal. We're doing it according to your plan. And sometimes you've got to just put up with it. Let time talk back. It's like time was given a job by you, and then you didn't appreciate what time was doing. Gave it a lot of flack. So time is feeling unjustly accused, perhaps, because they've been doing that job as best they can. Pretty ably, we might say. Maybe they're going to talk to you like a parent or an authority. Or maybe they'll talk to you like a whiny teenager. Or maybe they'll talk to you like a businessman. Or talk to you like some kind of etheric being, an entity, an ET. However they talk to you. Maybe they talk to you in energy, telepathic energy. Maybe they talk to you in flows of energy. You feel prickles in your body as they send it to you. Maybe they talk to you in pictures. Listen, watch, hear, pay attention. See what they've been up to. Realize it was your program all along they were doing. Realizing they were flowing along the channels that you had created for them. And now they're done. Are they complete now? And you realize what you have done. Forgive yourself, dear one. You learned how to abuse time. You learned how to judge it and to judge yourself accordingly. You learned all of this from your family, from your society. And it was repeated to you over and over again so that you wouldn't forget it. Forgive yourself for having bought into it. How could you have not? Ask time for your forgiveness. Let time forgive you. Now, time is not a person, but they can, in a sense, lift off of you the burden that you gave yourself. And then they request. They request that they wish to be free of the burdens that you've put on them. They request to be free of the program that so creates dysfunctional relationship between you and them. And you hear them, and you realize, yes, this is so, and it is time to do this. And you go to them now and grab, just kind of grab them and pull and pieces of them come off, image. It's like pulling off a covering, peeling off a label. Pull it off, pull that image off, pull it all off the time. Tear down all your assumptions in that are a part of that image. Take that image down. Pull it off. All the way. Rip it. Maybe coming in shreds, pulling the different pieces. Underneath it, perhaps another layer, pulling that off. Throwing it away, pulling off layer after layer. It goes faster now. And as you do that, time becomes brighter, changes form, changes shape, perhaps. The colors change. Time changes. Becomes brighter overall. It's becoming so bright now, you know you're near the end. So pull off the last coverings. There you go. Pull them all off now. All of them now. There we go. All off now. Wow. And standing before you is a being in form, could still be in human-style form, but it is a light being now. You recognize it as like a force of nature. It is the power of a great magical force. And you sense with it, as it expands its light, radiating out from it, that it is also space. Time and space, space and time. And you're awed at its light. And you say, can we be allies? Can we be friends? Can we work together now? And in your mind you hear time say, are you really willing? Are you willing to take your authority as a light being? Are you willing to clear the resistance of your flow? Are you willing to stay in your power? Are you willing to stop judging yourself and others, including time? Are you willing to own who you are, to do your mission? Are you willing? Are you ready? Feel within yourself. Are you? If you say no, what part of you is insignificant or not enough? Take a breath and blow it out. Any resistance? Take a breath, blow it out. Let it go. Let it go. And say yes. I am ready. I am willing. I choose. Let time come to you now. And let time touch you. It'll touch you somewhere on your body. Touch you in your spirit somewhere. Touch you with a sense of eternity. With a sense of forever. And a sense of oneness. When you are connected with time, space, you are linked to everything, everywhere. There is no separation. Let yourself open. Let yourself open. It's safe. You see around you particles of light. You see above you a starry sky filled with stars, thousands of stars, floating in a starry sky, feeling eternal, timeless, in your essence, and free. And as you float there, some of these stars start to move from their place in the heavens, coming together to form a single bright light, a big bright star. That is us. And this bright star above you sends a beam of light, a beam of love down to you. We send this light to you. We send our love to you. Let yourself receive our light. By the time it reaches you, we are a column of light surrounding you. Let yourself be held by us, be nurtured by us. Within our light are sparkles of your favorite color. You feel safe, nurtured, and protected. And we say to you now, are you ready to leap? Are you ready to create? Are you ready to flow the time to have many, many, many more beautiful days? And you say yes. So dream, dear one. Dream now. Dream that future that you connected with earlier. See that it's even greater now. It's brighter now because you brought that light to the present. And because you still believe the present creates a future, that future is now going to be bright because you're brighter. And therefore your future is so much more. Feel the light and love coming from your future to you, present now. Feel that connection. Feel the energy. Feel the sparkles. Feel that beautiful, beautiful flow. Flow of energy flowing to you, flowing easily, effortlessly, beautifully, harmoniously, flowing to you. Feel, let yourself be in the flow. Feel the flow come through you. Let yourself open to it. Relax. It's safe. Let yourself be with that. Be with that vision. Let that vision, let that energy of that future, you, come and permeate you. Light and love between you and that future that you are coming, becoming. And now dream, put in that future something that you desire. Put in that future maybe a project, a particular thing that you want, a healing, whatever it is. Love, money, health, spirituality, whatever, put it in there. And we and time are going to take it and we're going to plant it in your future. We're going to plant one of your beautiful points of light. We're going to plant it with this incredible light. We're going to enhance it. And we and time and you, through your intention, will line up all your present now moments. Line up all those particles to it. You're in the flow. Come on, it'll do. It'll work. Come on. Watch it line up now. As we infuse that future into your timeline, installing it into a timeline that's fresh and clean and newer and more beautiful. Feel everything line up. Feel yourself linked into your timeline. Watch that light go past you into the past. See that light. See that timeline behind you change your past all the way back to birth. The life of a great light being. Let us infuse your timeline with harmony and love and flow and success. And let yourself open up in your mind, in your brain, so that we can give you a little adjustment in your brain, a little download, you might say, a gift for you into your brain to help you stay aligned to your glorious future, to dream and envision positive things rather than scary things, to feel safe, to feel free, because you can trust that you're okay, you're making okay choices, you're making good enough choices, and the universe is planting those choices and spiraling them into your manifestation of your life. They are come true, dreams that come true. We spiral them to you. And all the yous of the past, all the points of your past that disagree, that say it's not possible, it can't be, give them to us. Let us lift them. Let us release them from their pain. Give those pasts to us. That's it. Just let them go on up through our column of light. Just let them ascend right on up. And we're going to work now more with your brain. And more will come up as we work with you. So we're going to be silent for just a moment. Let yourself open and just, you may want to speak to us mentally, telepathically. You may want to talk to us. But we'll work with you for just a moment here. You may sense it as lights, little colors of lights. You may sense it as little ribbons of spirals of colors. You may sense it as little gems sparkling, being set in various locations in your brain and your body. Many of you need installations in your abdomen. So open up. Let us put some beautiful shining stones, diamonds of various shades in there. In the seat of your power, of your knowing, let us plant safety. Let us plant powerful choices. Let us plant visions and dreams. the stuff of it, the imaginal stuff of it, that you can use to generate your unique reality, your unique dreams. And let us ground you, not just to the Mother Earth, but yes, of course, to Mother Earth, from whence all receiving comes. Mother Earth is the giver of this physical incarnation. She gives all to you. Let yourself receive her beauty. You're part of a culture that's been separate from her and has not listened to her for so many centuries. Allow yourself to listen to her again and to hear her voice of love and support. She's supporting you, and you, by changing reality, supports her to the new world, the healing for her and for you. And also, of course, grounding you above to your higher self, to you who is greater than the you that you're aware of, who knows who you are and knows every detail of your mission, sees all about you and still absolutely is loving unconditionally for you, loves you totally and completely, your higher self, your divineness. I know that it is done now, but the unfoldment over time will continue gloriously. Gloriously. And any time that you do this meditation, you will be able to unfold even more glorious futures with us, with time, and you, an unbeatable team. Trusting it will happen, anticipating the magic, knowing you're part of the oneness, never to be separated, never to be lost again. Just let it be part of you. And let yourself put your attention now back into here and now, into your body, being aware of your body, feeling the energy flow through it. Let the energy flow through your body with no obstacles. Just feel it going all the way through, from above, all the way down into the earth, from the earth all the way up above you. Two streams moving in opposite directions simultaneously through the center of your body. Surrounded in a column of light filled with sparkles of your favorite color. And then those sparkles of your favorite color fade to white. The column begins to thin and becomes translucent. The grounding becomes ethereal, but you're still connected. You feel the connections. Until all you perceive, once again, is you in your body, in your incarnation, you embodied, you, the missionary, so to speak, of light, of a new reality. We've not gone anywhere. We're everywhere. You're certainly welcome any time to call upon us to see the stars move from their place in the starry sky, to come together to a point of light, a big, beautiful star that is us, and sending a beam down to you to surround you in a beam of light. Call on us, mentally call us, when you go to sleep at night. And we'll come and surround you, and you can go to sleep. You can make a request for healing or a change or for us to help Ooch some project you're doing. And then go on to sleep and we will work with you. Or during your day, to help remind you that you're in your power, that you are an amazingly powerful reality creator in your illusion, in your playground, to help you shift and take back your power to continue. Knowing this, let yourself bring a certain sense of trust and safety, a certain sense of knowing of your light back with you as you gently open your eyes, if they're not already open. And you have returned, not that you've gone anywhere, you're everywhere. All realities are happening or are existing simultaneously. And you are at this particular reality, the point of now. You are here and now, and we welcome you. We have had so much fun working with you today. We've had such a good time. We thank you for your wonderful attention, your questions, and your participation, and your willingness to deal with what is often a difficult topic. Our warmest wishes and our love goes with you as you unfold glorious realities, taking charge of your life in the future. So we must go now from your conscious presence, and we ask you to take your light lightly. Bring it into the world. Bring your light into the world. Dream your light into the world. Bring it to your reality. And we now close, surrounding you with our light and our love. Farewell.